Hi, everybody, and welcome to ASP.NET Monsters episode number 37. Today we're going to take a look at custom bootstrap themes. Take it away.
All right. So I've created a new project here. I called it Monster Straps. This can be like a monster bootstrap theme that we're going to create. And the idea is to use Gulp here to compile bootstrap right from the source. So by default, the file new project template includes Bootstrap through Bower. We looked at that the other day when we did an upgrade to the alpha version of Bootstrap 4. We're going to stick with Bootstrap 3 in this case, just to make it a little easier working with the stable bits. But when we look at the source here, typically what we do is when we're referencing Bootstrap, we just reference the files that are in this distribution folder, so the CSS fonts and JavaScript files. And what we want to do is, instead of referencing this bootstrap.css, is we're going to create our own. And what I'm going to do, just for simplicity, is create one that has colors that match kind of the monster theme. So we'll do that. When we look at the actual source files here, it's all these less files, which is a CSS plus other features.
And so this stuff is written in less, but the next version of Bootstrap 4, they switched to SAS, right?
They did, yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Conceptually, very similar concepts, though. So it's, you know, if you learn how to do one, it's not a big deal to move to the other. So the idea is you can do things like, you import other files, so you kind of split up your CSS into more logical bits, and then in there you can define things like variables and mix-ins, which are reusable bits. So the things that CSS doesn't have. That makes it easier to structure your code to be a little more reusable. Okay, so when we look at this bootstrap.less, this is the file in Bootstrap source that includes all the different pieces, so the variables and the mix-ins and all the other component pieces. And what we're going to do is create our own monster bootstrap.less that includes this and then just overrides the colors, which comes from the variables file. So we'll just take a look at the variables file here, and these are the colors we want to redefine.
So these brand colors are the ones that we see, the primary success info, warning danger. These are like anything that we would use for the buttons or the labels, things like that, that where we can add that class.
Yes, when you do button primary, that's where it grabs the colors from this color definition.
And I assume in some places they use like dark and enlightened to come up with secondary colors, some of these things.
Yeah, which they do there on the...
Yeah, on line 17 already.
It's actually a little strange that they're doing that.
But for team
on
rows...
the grays, it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, things like that.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm going to do a new item here. You guys are in the way.
Yeah, sorry. I'll just... I don't know if that's helping.
Move over a little bit, Simon.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the windows don't dynamically shrink to change the perspective.
I'm not getting auto-completion on this.
Yeah, auto-completion's a crutch anyway.
True.
Auto-completion's for people who don't have nice keyboards.
And then we define our colors, and I'm just going to use paint.net here to grab some colors from our logo. So our primary color will be this dark blue from the logo.
Say I would have said purple.
I'm terrible with colors. Not as bad as James. There we go.
All right.
Our success color naturally here will be the color of the James monster.
When is your birthday? Is that coming up? Is that why this is you're into the battery here, or?
You don't have to wait for a birthday to give you a gift. Any time is perfectly okay
gotcha.
With me. Simon is the info monster color, and we'll use the orange Dave color as the warning. And with that, we have our basic monster bootstrap theme defined. Next step is to actually compile this using Gulp. And first thing we need to do before we can actually compile this is add the Gulp Less package. So it's a Gulp plugin that does less compilation for us. And the way you do that is by installing it through NPM, the Node Package Manager. And I've already done that. I just referenced gulp-less in package.json here, which then Visual Studio was able to restore that dependency for me. So you can see under dependencies, NPM, gulp.less is available. And then the next step, for now we can actually go and edit our gulp file. And before we can use less in our gulp file, we have to import it, and that's done using require.js. So at the top here we have less equals require gulp less. That just brings a package in, makes it available in our gulp file. And finally, we come in here and we'll define a gulp task for compiling our monster theme. Compile monster theme. And that is a function that will take in our input file, which was that monsterstrap.less. So with gulp tasks, the first thing we start out with is the list of files that we're working with. That's defined by gulp.source, where you pass in an array of either file names or patterns that would match file names. So here we're going to go monster theme / monsterstrap.less. And then the next thing you do is you pipe that into whatever the next thing is you want to do. In our case, we want to compile it using less, so we just call the less function. And then we want to output it somewhere, so I'm going to do gulp.dest, and I'll put it in css/monsters. And that's it for compiling our custom theme. To run it, we can right-click on gulp file here and load our view this the gulp file in Task Runner Explorer. There's our compile monster theme that we defined. We can right click and run it. And that ran really fast.
Usually a sign of death.
Usually.
Oh no. Okay.
So I've typed something in wrong.
Now you did that backwards slash. There we go.
Yep. The Windows guy in me is going the wrong way with my slashes. But reversing that should fix that problem, and when we run it, it's still really fast.
It is.
And still didn't do anything. Oh.
You dumped it off somewhere there.
I did create a file. Hey, we have a monsters folder.
There we go.
And when we take a look at that file, there's our bootstrap file all compiled, and it should. We're just going to verify that we actually got this right. So this color should exist in our theme. Hey, there it is. So button nice. Warning has the background color
right on of
the monster Dave. So that's the first part of this is compiling less, and newer versions of Bootstrap are using SAS, and it's the alpha version 4 is using SAS. Very similar concept. You just import gulp sass instead, and you would call sass instead of less. The process all works the same. There's a couple other things here though, kind of Bootstrap specific, but Bootstrap expects there's some files that need to be kind of relative to the CSS files here, like the fonts and the JS. So what you would have to do here is create a couple more tasks that would go and copy those and put them in places that aligned with where you wanted the or with where our monster strap CSS file is. But the actually defining the theme and compiling it, that part, gulp, is pretty easy. And I think in a future episode, what we'll do is we'll look at setting up, kind of extending this to the next level, where we set up a gulp watch so that it gets recompiled automatically anytime you make changes to your theme. So you can set it up to watch the monster strap.less file, and anytime you make a change to it, it will automatically go and recompile the less for you and output it to your output folder.
Right on.
Well, that's great. All right. Well, thanks a lot for showing us that, Dave, and we'll see everybody in the next episode of the ASP Monsters.
Cheers.